Hi, it's Dave. In this video, I want to talk about what made Peter Lynch an investing legend. Now, Peter Lynch managed the Magellan Fund at Fidelity Investments between 1977 and 1990. During those 13 years, the assets under his management grew from $18 million to $14 billion, and he averaged a 29.2% annual return. Now, that was more than double the average return of the S&P 500 during that time period. In the video description below, I'll link to Peter Lynch's defining book called One Up on Wall Street, and I'll also link to a lecture he gave many years ago. It was probably one of the best investing lectures I've heard. Listen to that investing lecture 5 times, and I think it'll be a huge advantage to you as an investor. Now, Peter Lynch had some great sayings. One saying was, all the math you need in the stock market, you get in the fourth grade. And then he also said, in the stock market, the most important organ is the stomach. It's not the brain. And I think the key is, with all of his kind of practices, mostly he went against the flow. While lots of people were confused on lots of different key investing ideas, he saw them from a different light. And in this video, I want to dive into 4 ways investors get confused, but how Peter Lynch found a different clarity and insight. Okay, so 1, most investors are fixated on the stock price. Peter Lynch said, what the stock price does today, tomorrow, or next week is only a distraction. And he made a big point to clarify that there's a big distinction between the company and the stock or the stock price. And for Peter Lynch, he chose to be fixated on the company while many others and most other investors get fixated on the stock price. He also was quoted as saying, know what you own and know why you own it. And the reason why he said that was he realized that most people can't really detail the reasons why they own the companies or the stocks they do, besides the reason that they want the stock or they think the stock price is going to go up. A lot of people don't really know the company, the product, the business model, the finances, or why they're really investing in that company. And so what he wanted to focus on was things that other people didn't focus on, which is the company and how they're executing. And for Peter Lynch, he largely ignored the stock price. He was quoted as saying, the typical big winner generally takes 3 to 10 years to play out. And in Peter Lynch's experience, many of the stocks he purchased went down significantly initially for the first year or even 2 years. And it wasn't until like year 3 or 4 where the stocks rebounded and was able to make a fantastic return. All right, now 2, most investors are laggards. Now here's what I mean by this. What Peter Lynch realized in one of his key insights was that a lot of people and most investors, they want to wait for other people to get on board regarding a stock or a company, and then they'll invest. He coined this kind of phenomenon, the Wall Street lag. And what he meant by this was that a lot of people on Wall Street, a lot of investors, they need validation. They need kind of group approval. They need analysts to get on board. Or they need something more, right, to validate their buying or investments than just their own ideas. And for Peter Lynch, he realized that this presents amazing opportunities. And so what Peter Lynch decided to do is he decided to go to where people were actually shopping and making decisions. And he would talk to his wife and to his kids, and he would find out what people are buying, and he would go to the stores that are doing well, and he would do like research on these products, and he would get ideas, and this would help him to keep ahead of others. Now, I think it's interesting because a lot of this is kind of like the basics of human psychology. A lot of times I think people are risk averse. I think that's the general nature of a lot of people, especially with money, because it kind of carries a lot of kind of extra meaning for people, and a lot of fears, right, are kind of connected with that. And so for a lot of investors, they need indicators to try to convince themselves that their investments, their decisions are safe. And I think the biggest indicator and the most trusted indicator that people have trusted throughout history is the indicator of other people, right? So they want to wait for other people to validate their decisions. They want for other people to join on, get on board, and then that will basically give enough validation for them to make their decisions. Now, the problem with that is by the time other people validate and get on board, that boosts the price of the underpriced asset, thus removing that opportunity. And a lot of people in the beginning or at some of the greatest investment opportunities, most people think that it's just too risky. But the biggest reason is because most people or lots of people aren't invested in it, or they just don't see it at that point. And that's where I think rather than Wall Street research, you do real street research, right? You find out what people are really thinking, and that's kind of the key edge or advantage. In 2012, I spent months, hours and hours a day going through TeslaMotorsClub.com, which is kind of the first and the most popular Tesla online forum. And I was direct messaging like just dozens and dozens of first kind of owners, right? The first people who got the Model S right off the line, asking them what their initial experience was, what was their previous car, you know, and how was the whole transition, et cetera? Why did they buy, you know, this car? Ton of questions that I would have conversations with dozens and dozens of the first, right, owners of the Tesla car. And this was kind of like real street research that Wall Street just probably wasn't interested in. All right. So the third kind of, I think, key insight that Peter Lynch had was that most investors want their gains to come from a lot of stocks. And so Peter Lynch was quoted as saying, all you need for a lifetime of successful investing is a few big winners, and the pluses from those will overwhelm the minuses from the stocks that don't work out. Now, Peter Lynch was the guy who coined the term 10 bagger. And the context of a 10 bagger is that Peter Lynch was a baseball fan. And if you hit a single in baseball, that's one bag, right? One baseball bag that you're going. A double is two, and a home run is basically four bags, right? And so he kind of equated that to stocks. And if you pick a company that does a 4X, he considered that a four bagger. But then he saw like some of his best returns or best stocks actually became 10 baggers. And then that's where he came, it's like, wow, you can, with one company, you can actually hit two home runs and a double, right? And that's where the whole concept of 10 bagger came from. Now, toward the end of his career, Peter Lynch did hold a lot of different stocks, but the key is throughout his whole term as a money manager, he knew how to hold the outsized winners. He knew the biggest potential came from the companies that were the growth stocks that just really rebounded. And he held kind of other stocks to kind of balance his portfolio. He was also quoted as saying, in this business, if you're good, you're right 6 times out of 10. You're never going to be right 9 times out of 10. And the point being is that you're not going to be perfect in your stock picks. Sometimes we can get paralyzed because we're just so scared to even, you know, invest anything because we're not sure if this company is going to work out or not. But I think there is a point where, you know, it's about probabilities. And yeah, if you're right most of the time, that's probably the going to be better than most anyone out there. All right, the fourth key insight is that most investors stick to only what they're comfortable with. Peter Lynch, he kept an open mind. Now, he just wasn't a growth investor only. He really believed in that, but he also was open to investing in turnaround plays where he had beaten down companies that had maybe management that came in and was trying to turn around the company. He was open to slow growers or even cyclical stocks, right? And he didn't just stick to what was comfortable or what was familiar, what gave him a good return in the past. He kept an open mind, and that's a huge value. And that's something that Peter Lynch carried on later on when he started to mentor a lot of other Fidelity investing money managers. Now, overall, in summary, I think Peter Lynch's key insight or his edge was clarity. He saw things different, and he saw things different than what the crowd and the herd was doing. And he was convinced that the individual investor can have the same type of edge over Wall Street, because a lot of this is human psychology. And he also stated with something interesting. He said in a lot of cases, these professional, institutional, and fund managers, they're restrained by different cultural, legal, and social barriers. And what he meant by this was that there's a ton of regulations where some money managers, they can't invest into certain industries, or they can't invest into, you know, certain companies with under a certain market cap, for example, $100 million or so, or they can only invest in profitable companies, or they can only invest in companies that are covered by reputable analysts. And you have a lot of different handcuffs that a lot of times institutional investors are kind of under. Now, you combine that with kind of Wall Street's focus on quarterly numbers and annual numbers. They're focused on the stock price, right? Performance, all this stuff. And now you have a bigger picture where an individual investor can have actually an edge if they have a more long-term focus, if they're more focused on the company, right? If they're more open-minded. And Peter Lynch, he kind of combined all these things to find an edge, and he proved that his edge was something that he could benefit and really grow his fund immensely. Now, for my own personal investing journey, I'm always looking for an edge. I want to see things clearer. I want to be more accurate and spot opportunity, even if that means approaching things very differently than others. And actually, it probably requires approaching things differently, in my opinion. Anyways, if this video has been helpful, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also active on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.